Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, retail professionals, and welcome to episode 17 of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, executive editor of Total Retail. Today, I'm joined by Rich Bergson, the CEO of Wine.com, a San Francisco-based online wine retailer. We're going to be discussing how the launch of a new mobile site is impacting Wine.com's business. Thanks for joining me, Rich.
Great to be here.
My first question is, can you talk about what the impetus was for Wine.com to launch its mobile site?
Sure. Yeah. At Wine.com, we're trying to build the largest wine store with the largest selection of wine and also offer the best service. And so the mobile site's really a part of that service, where mobile is convenient for customers, and we basically put the world's largest wine store in your pocket.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about how your customers are behaving on the mobile site versus your desktop site? Do you see a lot of similarities? Is there differences in how they're interacting with the mobile site?
Yeah, it's really quite different. The use case for mobile appears to be looking up wine Saturday night and Friday night at dinner time. So if you think about when you're out enjoying wine, you probably don't have your computer there. You probably do have your phone there. So people use our mobile site to gain information about wine. It helps them select a bottle of wine. It also helps with the what we call the recall problem, remembering the wine afterwards so you don't forget a bottle that you liked. So we've seen a pretty big difference in behavior, and what people seem to do is they use the mobile site from their phone to look up a wine at dinner time, and then they'll just park the wine, if they like it, they'll park it in their shopping cart. And of course, the cart is a unified cart between mobile and desktop. They'll come back usually during the week and do the transaction on their computer.
Yeah, I'm going to jump ahead. That kind of is interesting point. So do you find that the mobile site is then more of a research tool for your customers, and they're not necessarily looking to make purchases on the site? And is that kind of what you're gearing, how you're delivering content on the mobile site? Or is it, you know, in your hopes, something that can be both a tool that customers can use for research and also make purchases?
We're okay with either. They use it for both. So our revenue from mobile this month is up 60%. Over last year, the same month, you know, month to date, November so far, we launched the new site in the first part of the month. So we think they are using it and converting higher and actually buying the wine. But we're also focused on engagement. So anything that makes us helpful to a customer is fair game. We'll be shortly launching the 5-star rating of your wine, so you can tell us what you like. And so that's a really important engagement feature that will make us better able to serve our customers. We've heard from customers, it's great when you make recommendations based on what I've purchased, but it'd be even better if you could make recommendations based on what I have tasted and I know I like. So that's something we're going to be leaning on the mobile site for quite a bit. Because again, when you're enjoying the wine, your mobile site's right there, 1 foot away. And if you're going to rate a wine for your own use later, that's the time to do it on your phone. And then we're going to use that information to be more relevant to you in our what we serve you on our site, and also what we would email you about.
Kind of following up on that service angle, can you tell us a little about Wine.com's live chat sommelier service? It was I saw that in the press release on the mobile site and found that interesting. Can you tell our audience a little bit about that service?
Sure. Yeah. So wine has a problem with the paradox of choice, and a lot of categories have this, where there's just too many options to choose from. So we're building the world's largest selection. That is great, but it also can be confusing. So we added live chat wine experts a little over a year ago now, and we've been ramping that up as we've gotten more and more positive feedback. We did launch it on the mobile site as well, so now on desktop and mobile, 7 days a week, you've got access to a friendly wine expert who can look at your past purchases and behaviors, and just handle any questions you have, and make it really easy to choose a bottle or any other wine advice for that matter.
With the expanded, that online assortment that you have, I guess then how important is it for both on mobile and desktop to be able to, for consumers to be able to get on there and get on the sites and seamlessly find what they're looking for, sort of that navigation element to the site?
Well, search and navigation become really important when you have a vast assortment. So something we spend quite a bit of time on when we're thinking about different revs on both sites, mobile and desktop. And then if you just don't have time and you want a quick, some quick advice, you can just, I use this all the time. I chat in and I mention a bottle that I've had recently that I really liked. And I'll ask for bottles, similar wines, and I'll get a recommendation. They'll tell me why they made that recommendation. And I'll even just say, well, why don't you go ahead and, send me three of those. And that, since they have my information on file, they can just place the order for me. So it's anything we can do to give this combination of huge assortment, because wine has nooks and crannies all over the world and people have their favorites from all over the place. So we want that huge assortment, but we also want to make it really easy to navigate, to search, and to find that right bottle for you, oftentimes using the live chat feature.
And then my last question, Rich, is can you talk about what wine.com has planned for the busy holiday season and also kind of looking ahead to 2016? What are some ways that you plan on continuing to grow the brand?
Holidays, we are ramping up. We've got about 200 people we're hiring for our 7 warehouses and 2 call centers. This is something we do every year, and we actually get some of the same people coming in year after year during that period. So our goal really is to keep up with the demand and keep our 99% on-time delivery and keep our vast selection of wine available and give people great service. So that means short wait times on the phone, and the live chat is actually new this year, where we're including our service professionals in addition to our wine experts on the live chat, so we can get to people with quick responses and just make it a great customer experience all around. Then after the holidays, we're going to just continue to innovate. So that means pushing on the wine selection more, pushing on the convenience, ramping the live chat beyond the 7 days to more hours of the day, eventually 24/7, and then continuing to innovate on the product itself, the customer experience on both websites. So better search, better nav. And once we have, as I mentioned, we're launching the 5-star ratings on mobile. So once we have a data set around that where people are engaged in that way, we'll be pushing on the personalized recommendation engine. We've done this for many years with different methods, and we think there's there's more room to be more relevant to people and to really take from this assortment of wine, 10,000 wines. We do know quite a bit about our customers' preferences, and when we have a good sense for what your tastes are, we really can whittle that 10,000 wines down to a narrow set that's highly relevant for you, and we think that would be really exciting for people to have.
Great. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Rich Bergsund of Wine.com for his time, giving us some great insight into his business. I also want to thank our audience for listening to this edition of Total Retail Talks. Please check out our podcast channel page, mytotalretail.com/podcast, for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on iTunes and Stitcher. Lastly, please follow us on Twitter at MyTotalRetail or on Facebook at facebook.com/MyTotalRetail. Thanks, and I look forward to you joining us on the next episode of Total Retail Talks.